It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor? We're television neighbors, aren't we? Do you have any idea what this might be? Could be a drum, but it's really a container for something that I made. Just some homemade play clay. I'll take it to the kitchen. Oh, I dropped the lid. Take it to the kitchen and show you. Hi, fish. I better put something on the table. One of my old paper bags. So many things you can use paper bags for. Yep. Just save them and use them over again. This is play clay. I just made it with some flour, some salt, and a little bit of water. I like this. You know, when I used this kind of play clay when I was a boy, I would make all kinds of shapes with it. I remember making a shape like this and calling it a steering wheel. You can make it with a make a ball out of it. There's a ball. Looks like a roll, doesn't it? Sometimes I'd just squeeze it, just because it felt good. Or pound it, because it felt good. But other times, I would pound it because I was feeling angry about something. In fact, that's why I made up that song about feeling angry. Why don't you sing it with me? Or clap. Or just listen. What do you do with the mad that you feel when you feel so mad you could bite? When the whole wide world seems oh so wrong and nothing you do seems very right, what do you do? Do you punch a bag? Do you pound some clay or some dough? Do you round up friends for a game of tag or see how fast you go? It's great to be able to stop when you've planned a thing that's wrong and be able to do something else instead and think this song. I can stop when I want to, can stop when I wish, can stop, stop, stop anytime. And what a good feeling to feel like this. And know that the feeling is really mine. Know that there's something deep inside that helps us become what we can. For a girl can be someday a woman, and a boy can be someday a man. Isn't that a good feeling to know that? I'm gonna wash my hands now. Yep. You know, there's some people who use real clay to make real pottery and sculptures. I have a friend, you may remember him, who's at the Neighborhood Arts Center. That's where Bob Trow has his studio too. Anyway, I'd like you to see my friend Bill Strickland and his work with clay. I asked him if I could bring you with me today, so I think we should go now. All right, I'll be back, Fish, and I'll clean up the kitchen when I get back to the Neighborhood Arts Center. Bill, took you up on your offer.
Fred, nice to see you.
Thank you. I'd like you to know my television neighbor.
Hello.
This is my old friend, Bill Strickland.
Nice to see you, too.
Potter.
Yes.
What are you doing here, Bill?
What I'm doing is getting prepared to make a pot by wedging or kneading the clay, the purpose of which is to make the clay softer and more pliable, to make air come out of the clay, and to also get your body in rhythm with the clay before you begin to work.
That is like your dad making bread. I know he makes bread well.
That's exactly right, for the same reasons.
Would you like to try?
I would. Thank you.
Here you are.
Oh, thank you.
And we're going to teach you how to do the same thing right now.
Oh, good. All right.
Just follow me. That's right. Very gently bring your hands together, push and pull.
Push
and pull.
Pull.
Push and pull, very gently. And after you've done that, just roll it into a ball, just like I'm going to do. You're already going to be a great baker, and I see you're going to be a great potter, too.
I like the feel of it.
So do I. That's what got me excited about becoming a ceramic artist. That's perfect. And now we're ready to begin at the potter's wheel.
Well, where's that?
It's over in the corner of the studio, and if you'll be so kind as to bring your clay, and
sure.
I'll bring mine, we can begin.
Good.
Fred, if you'll give me your clay, and why don't you put on a smock?
Okay.
Because this gets a little bit messy from time to time.
All right.
And I'm going to join your clay to mine clay so that we can make several pots together.
Great. You don't have to wear a smock?
No. As you become more professional at this, you get a lot cleaner at it. The beginners generally wear the smocks to keep the clay from splashing on themselves.
Uh-huh.
Now, the first thing we're going to do is to center the clay.
Now, how do you make this go around?
The wheel has a pedal. It's very much like a gas pedal on a car. You push down, makes it go fast. Push back, makes it go slow.
The speed that you want.
Yes. And the more you practice, the better you get. Now, what we're going to do is to make a little shape like this.
It looks like a ball already.
It is.
Bill, that looks so easy, but I bet it takes so much practice.
It takes practice, but children can learn how to do this if they're patient. I know children 4 and 5 years old, including my daughter Julie, who have worked at the potter's wheel. All it takes is practice to get good. Now I want to show you a trick, how you can reuse the clay.
It's a bowl no more.
That's right. We're going to make a completely different shape. One of the fun things about clay is it's like mud. And when I was young, I used to play in mud and make shapes. It's very similar.
A lot of people like to make things out of mud. Now, that looks like a plate.
It is a plate.
A dinner plate. Boy, when you see it, you feel as if you just want to touch it.
Yes, that's part of what got me excited about clay when I was in high school.
You had somebody who was a teacher?
Yes,
who
I had a teacher, and I worked at clay every day in order to learn how to be good at it so I could create a program to teach others, particularly children, how to do this. Now, would you like to learn?
Of course.
Well, we're going to teach you how to do it.
Sure, I'd like to try.
And I'm going to get the clay configured for you, and we're going to teach you how to make a pot as well.
Now there's the bowl and the plate all in there together.
That's right. And we'll reuse the clay, as you'll see.
All right.
Very good. Move your chair up close to the wheel. Roll your sleeves up. And I'm going to assist you in creating this pot. The first thing we want to do is to make sure that your hands are wet at all times. So please wet your hands. Very good. Get your wheel going with your foot as we, that's right. Very good. And a little faster on the wheel. And you'll feel pressure on the right hand and the left hand from me. Good. Stop and wet your hands again. Keep your wheel going at all times. We want to develop rhythm, just like we're dancing. Okay, let's go.
That feels good.
Okay, we're going to form a cone. Very good. Now, wet your hands again. And slow your wheel down just a little bit. Now, we're going to take the next step. I'm going to move behind you and be very gentle at this stage. Thumbs together. Hands firmly on the side of the pots, thumbs together, and push straight down with thumbs and let your hands come to the side. Straight down. Excellent. That's a good hold. Hands out. Wet your hands again. Now we're going to introduce a sponge into the process. Just like the sponges that come from the ocean. Sponge in the left hand, right hand on the side of the clay, and we're going to form the bottom by pushing towards the heel of your right hand. Very gently. Push out. Good. Now release the pressure. Wet your hands again and the sponge this time.
Looks like a bowl already.
Yep. Beginning to form up very nicely. Now we're going to raise the clay with fingers and pressure very gently. Slow your wheel down just a little. That's looking like a great pot to me. Excellent. Now, you lay down your sponge in the wheel and pick. I want you to use this. I want you to learn how to use your tool. This is a cutting tool.
Right.
And what we're going to do is you push with the tool till it touches your finger through the clay. You feel it?
Uh-huh.
Stop your wheel. Lift your clay off. Both hands. Outstanding.
That wonderful.
Now we're going to finish up this excellent looking bowl. Start your wheel again. I want you to take the sponge in both hands this time and lay it on top of the bowl till it's smooth. Since these are pots that people are going to use, we want them to be very smooth so they don't injure themselves. That, folks, if you'll stop your wheel, is an excellent bowl.
You're an excellent teacher.
Congratulations, that is very exciting.
Now,
if you'll just dry your hands, clean them off.
But this isn't something that you could eat out of.
Oh, no, it has to go to another step called the kiln,
uh-huh.
In which we put the pottery in a furnace with a lot of heat so it becomes hard like stone. It's called stoneware. We'll go take a look.
Oh, good. Oh, before we go, shouldn't we take the bowl?
Oh, no. It's a wet pot, and it has to dry first before it goes into the kiln.
Oh, I see.
But you're in luck. We have a new fresh kiln load of pots that have been glazed and fired, which we would love to show you.
Good. Let's go see them. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Fred.
Hey, Bob.
Bill.
How are you?
Okay. We've been making pottery.
Yeah? Uh-huh. That's great. I've been making portraits.
That looks like Audrey.
Right, you are. Yep.
Oh, is that ever good of her?
Thank you kindly. We're going to go over and get it framed right now.
Oh, good.
Oh, terrific.
I know she'll like it.
I hope so. Good to see you, Bob.
Later, Bob.
So long.
And this is the room where the pottery is finally finished.
Oh, and is this the kiln?
This is the kiln we were just talking about.
Oh, look at this. Is this all your work?
Oh, no. This is student work and teacher's work. A number of people have their pottery in this furnace. Uh-huh. I just happen, however, to have a plate.
You mean this is one you made?
This is one I've made, and it's now finished, very similar to the one that we made earlier.
But how'd you get all this on it?
That's called glaze, and glaze is a liquid in which you dip the pot and put it in the furnace, turn up the heat, and it melts and becomes glass with color.
It's beautiful.
Well, thank you.
What a handsome piece.
There are other examples. Here is a cup.
Look at that with the handle.
That's right. We have a glass. These happen to be terrific for orange juice and milk in the morning.
I guess so. That's a nice glass there.
We have this, which is a bird feeder to take care of our bird friends outside.
I wondered what that was.
It's all ceramic and it's all glazed with different colors, and this can go outside and it will last forever and take care of our birds.
You mean that was made out of clay too?
Yes, very similar to what we were doing, but mainly by hand. Mm-hmm. This bowl is finished and it's very similar to the one that you just made.
The one we made.
The one we made.
Our bowl.
That's correct. It has deep blues and grays, and the glaze now has made the bowl not leak, so that you can put liquids in it and it'll last forever.
That is wonderful. I guess you know, Bill, that I'm mighty glad that your center's in our neighborhood.
Well, thank you, and we would love to get you back and show you the bowl that we're going to finish up that you made.
You mean it'll go in the kiln?
It'll go in the kiln and come out probably much prettier than you would have thought.
Well, thanks so much.
Thank you.
I enjoy working
with
you.
Good to see you, Fred.
See you soon. That was really fun for me. My friend Bill is a good teacher. Well, you could see that. And he uses his clay so well because he's been working at it for so long. But he didn't do fancy things with clay when he was a little boy. He just loved to play with it and make things, anything that he could. That's how it all began with him, playing with mud and with clay. Now look at the things that he can make. Oh, there, trolley. Let's just have some make-believe. Now, everyone in the neighborhood of make-believe has been making some kind of portrait of King Friday. Well, let's pretend that Audrey Polificate has made a very different portrait that she's about to show. Maybe she could be talking with Queen Sarah as the trolley goes by the castle garden in the neighborhood of make-believe.
Hello, Trolley.
Hi, Trolley.
Yes. Now, you say that's a portrait. It looks like such a thick portrait, Miss Polificate.
Well, it's all folded up. Would you like to see it?
Oh, I am very curious. I know you've been working on something special.
Well, next to dancing and talking on the telephone, this is what I like to do best.
Why, Miss Polificate, that's gorgeous. And it's on the back of a jacket.
Well, there were so many portraits of King Friday in the garden. I thought it might be nice to have one he could hang in the closet. On a hanger.
What a truly thoughtful person you are. Let's go inside and show it to Friday.
You think he'll like it?
Of course he will, especially since you made it so uniquely. Come along. Oh, my, that's very nice. Just what I thought. Oh, hello there, Robert Troll.
Let's get about it, Lady Lane. We can put it down. What you doing?
Just measuring.
Oh, just measuring. We can say why?
You know, every once in a while, you need to size up the situation. I think I have what I need now. Yeah. I'll see you later, dear.
Okay.
Uh-huh. 2 cups salt, 1 cup corn.
What would she be measuring my artwork? What is in her mind? It doesn't make any sense. I'm curious why she's doing it. I'm going to go find out. I'm going to look into this thing. Oh, shidely dum de mooly, moodily dum de shidesy boom boom, shidely dum de mooly tooly, rudely troll de boom. Oh, shidely moodily, rudely tootily boot.
Oh, did you forget something, Toots?
Yeah, well, Lady Lane, actually, I did forget something. When you started here, why didn't you do a portrait of the king?
I've decided against it, Robert Troll.
Oh,
I'm going to give him a different surprise.
Oh, a different surprise. Yeah, but what kind of a surprise?
Stick around and I'll show you.
Okay, because I'm going to stick around. Oh, what's in there?
Oh, just some play clay.
Uh-huh,
you'll see.
I'll see.
Boomerang, toomerang, sumerang. There.
What did Dad do?
Well, next time you're at the castle, you'll find out.
Testing. Lady Elaine Fairchild to the castle immediately.
I wonder why the king wants to see...
Lady Elaine, immediately.
Yeah, well, we better go. We can stand by him now. Cats on. Underlay. Let's go. We can stand by him.
Sarah, this is absolutely preposterous.
Are you sure Elaine has something to do with it?
I'm absolutely sure.
Well, here she comes now.
Yes, and Robert Troll and Lady Elaine Fairchild, I presume.
Remember, as usual, King Freddy.
So you say, Toots.
What is the meaning of this play-claying, Fairchild?
Oh, I thought... I'd add my art to your portraits, Friday.
What you've done is not art. It's called making a mess. Now, I suggest that you clean up the mess.
How did you know I did it?
I can tell a boomerang trick a mile away.
Spoil sport with all your fancy portraits.
Come, dear, let us go to the S room.
I'll be with you in just a moment, Friday.
Very well, very well.
Excuse me, Robert Troll.
Yes, ma'am.
May I have a quiet word with you?
Sure, Queen Sarah. Yes. I see. Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
What are you doing?
Oh, something. You'll see. Begin to say about it.
You're a mystery, Robert Troll.
You're a bigger mystery, Lady Elaine.
I wonder why I do messy stuff like this.
Well, maybe you can take it out by the sign when you clean this mess up. Yes, sign, Rob.
I'm not so sure I will clean it up. You think I should clean it up, Trolley?
What do you suppose Queen Sarah suggested to Robert Troll? We'll think more about that next time. Right now, we need to give the fish some food. Here you are, fish. There you are. Oh, they're hungry. That was a messy thing for Lady Elaine to do, wasn't it? Of course, it was her boomerang, toomerang, sumerang magic. Just pretend. But it was messy magic, and King Friday was sad and angry about it. Reminds me of something I did one time. I made a very messy picture. I'd been feeling sad one day, and I just made this very messy picture. And someone looked at it and said, "My, what a lovely picture." And I thought, "No, it's not a lovely picture. I don't mean it to be lovely. It's not lovely at all." That's what I thought. Of course, you can express any feeling with art. Mm-hmm. That's a good thing about it. With play clay, with paint, with finger paints. It's one of the best things about it. You know, the things that we do surely say a lot about how we're feeling, don't they? I know that's true with me. There are lots of ways of saying and showing how you feel. Ways that don't hurt you or anybody else. In fact, it's a real art to use clay or paint or music or dance or whatever's comfortable for you to show who you are and how you feel in really healthy ways. When you can do that, it gives you a very good feeling. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. We will have more things to do and more things to talk about next time, won't we? Gives me a good feeling to know that I'll be able to be back with you then. Because you know what? People can like you exactly as you are. That's why people like to visit with you. Be back next time. Bye-bye.
The people who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
This is PBS.